Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Laron Lee. Batting second. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Batting third. The DH, Oscar Gamble. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Ellis. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting seventh. The center fielder, George Hendrick. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Remy Hermoso. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dick Bossman. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, John Knox. Batting third. The DH, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Reggie Sanders. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Leon Roberts. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting ninth. The catcher, Gene Lamont. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Laron Lagro. And now, play ball. Laron Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sanders juggles the ball. That's an error on Sanders. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lee. The throw from Lamont and he is out, Knox applying the tag. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble takes first base on ball four. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Knox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knox takes first base on ball four. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Knox. The throw from Ellis and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sanders scoops it up and throws to first, with Lagro covering, for the out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Reggie Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts strikes out. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Remy Hermoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermoso hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lagro fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Laron Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 1 in the game. Lee hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 1 in the game. Duffy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Lamont is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamont hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 1 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 1 in the game. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0 for 1 in the game. Ellis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamont fires to first and picks off Ellis. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Knox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knox is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Knox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lee. Kaline reaches second base with a double. Knox goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Tigers. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0 for 1 in the game. Ogilvy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kaline scores. It's 2-0, Tigers. Reggie Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is 0 for 1 in the game. Sanders hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0 for 1 in the game. Roberts strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hendrick hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Remy Hermoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Hermoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-1 in the game. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Lamont is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamont is 0-for-1 in the game. Lamont hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Laron Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-2 in the game. Lee hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Duffy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gamble hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Indians, 2, Tigers, 2. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-2 in the game. Spikes hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ellis hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Verizer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-2 in the game. LaFleur strikes out. One out. John Knox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Knox hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Knox for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kaline is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hendrick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Hendrick moves to second. John Hiller now pitching. Joe Liss pinch hits for Remy Hermoso. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss takes first base on ball 4. Hendrick moves to third. Bell moves to second. Rusty Torres pinch hits for Laron Lee. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres strikes out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Duffy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Rusty Torres now playing left field. Luis Alvarado now playing second base. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Bossman covering, for the out. One out. Reggie Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is 0 for 2 in the game. Sanders hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0 for 2 in the game. Roberts strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Gamble hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 3 in the game. Spikes hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Indians. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ellis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of LaFleur. Ellis reaches second base with a double. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 3 in the game. McCraw strikes out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hendrick hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lamont settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 2 in the game. Verizer hits a line drive towards third. Bell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bossman juggles the ball. That's an error on Bossman. Tom Hilgendorf now pitching. Gates Brown pinch hits for Gene Lamont. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Indians, 4, Tigers, 4. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 3 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hilgendorf fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Buskey now pitching. Gary Sutherland pinch hits for John Knox. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Sutherland moves to second. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ogilvie takes first base on ball 4. Sutherland moves to third. Kaline moves to second. Reggie Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is 0-for-3 in the game. Sanders hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Sutherland now playing second base. Bill Frien now catching. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado strikes out. Frien drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Alvarado out. One out. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-1 in the game. Torres strikes out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0-for-3 in the game. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-3 in the game. Verizer hits a fly ball into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-3 in the game. Rodriguez is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Spikes strikes out. Two outs. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Ellis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buskey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-4 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sutherland hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 4 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into right field. Roberts settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Hendrick hits a pop-up towards short. Verizer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ogilvie hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Torres. Ogilvie reaches second base with a double. Reggie Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is 0 for 4 in the game. Sanders is walked intentionally. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0 for 4 in the game. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buskey fields it and throws to first for the out. Ogilvie moves to third. Sanders moves to second. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 4 in the game. Verizer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ogilvie scores. Sanders moves to third. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.